cliffcentral.com.
Whip My Man. Yep. That's one of my favorite songs by Mikasa. One of my favorite. They have a lot of really great songs. Welcome to another Thursday. And it's, of course, time for the weekly mashup with myself, Dimisha Masha. I'm dressed in blue and orange. And, of course, the lovely... You're also in orange. Candace.
Mine is popping, though.
Yeah.
My orange is popping.
But I don't know if I said, like, lovely with my full heart.
I don't think you did. You said it out of obligation.
I was ticking a box.
Yes.
I was filling out a form at Home Affairs.
Yeah. And you had to say something nice.
Yeah, I had to say something nice.
Because you knew.
Because I got people in the studio.
I'm, like close to leaving.
There's a guy here, Ryan. He could take you right now.
I might not be like, working with you. Snatched from right under your nose.
So hey, listen, I was really concerned about you the other day.
Why?
Because like there was a huge storm and
see?
there was like Armageddon type flooding. Ooh. And it was happening in your side of the world.
It was.
Did your mom drown any cars? Did she drown the Porsche?
The shame. Drowned one car and now you're a car drowner. Okay. No cars were drowned.
No German cars were drowned this time.
Just kidding. Could we stop firing shots at the family? Okay.
But
it was one time.
Did any hail hit your...
Everything survived, right?
Yeah, okay.
But let me tell you this funny scene.
Neighbors?
I saw
the footage.
No, yes, it was awful. On TV. It was awful. I was home, luckily. So when I looked out the window, it was pretty crazy. And our neighbor was like leaving the estate. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, he just stopped by the security gate. Like he was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I can't turn back. I can't go forward. So he was just stuck there.
Because the hail was that
bad.
Yeah,
it was awful. It was like golf balls. So
I know, but like, that's roof tile breaking hail.
Right. And then like... my mom's friend lived like across the road from us, and his house, okay, not in the estate, but in a different estate.
Yeah.
And his house is built towards where the hail was coming from.
Oh,
so his windows broke, his car light broke, everything. Like it was just a mess for him.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, we got it.
Yeah.
We
what have you guys been doing? I mean, is there a Sodom and Gomorrah type thing happening in that part of the world? That even God was like, I know I promised I wouldn't like get rid of you with a flood, but just for this region.
The shade of it all.
It was just like coincidental.
It was a coincidence.
Oh, okay.
All I was happy about was like I'd gone for a walk with my brother.
Mm.
So we had literally, we were like, oh, let's just take a jog here because I just don't feel right in my soul.
Yeah.
And what was happening was God was like, you don't feel right in your soul because you're about to die if you stay out here.
Yeah, so
and literally 2 minutes as we got into the house, like the hail started.
Dang, I'm glad, but you can swim.
I would have had like a doompie.
Yeah, you're a doompie, but you know you're a black swimmer, so you would have survived.
I get spasms in my feet though.
Is it?
Like, so then it looks like I'm not a swimmer.
And it would have messed up your hair. Like that would have been a disaster. Like you would have had to start again.
Oh no. Like, because my hair, people don't understand. They think I'm exaggerating. But when it's wet, I look like a crossbreed between like Michael Jackson and Tina Turner's love child.
Okay.
Like if they had a child, like it would have been me.
With it's a bad awful. Wig.
With a bad wig.
Okay.
And it drips. Like I had like, no, don't take me back.
Okay,
please.
So I'm glad that things have quieted down, especially in Durban. Eh? People have lost lives and homes.
It's sad.
And cars. It was heartbreaking, when I saw it. But I'm glad that it's over. Anything good happening this week?
What good happened? Let's share good from our own lives. How's about that?
I'll start with you.
Let's start with you.
I already said start with you.
No, but like you
it's
start.
It's because I'm wearing
things.
My two favorite colors. I'm really good in these colors. When I wear these, I know that
life's gonna be good.
It's gonna be a good day.
Oh damn!
You know what I mean? It's like orange and this
is that how you get people?
Or is it a teal? No.
Like, did you hit on one person when you were wearing this combo and you were like, "This is my lucky combo. I'm gonna
do it
for life."
You know, I don't have to do that.
Excuse you. You said going up to a woman and saying, hi, I'm Tamisha Masha, just does not work.
It doesn't, so I try and avoid actually any type of hitting on anyone. You know what I mean?
But
you
just showed me how you'd hit on a woman. And it's actually a little sad.
Is
like,
it?
It's so sad.
Was it like, it's never going to work?
It's dismal.
You're like,
oh gosh.
Thank God, like, this guy doesn't have to do that. Because he would be one of those single guys forever. He'd be like a 50-year-old virgin. Yeah.
My gosh. I watched the Wendy Williams show. Right, and she's got this segment called Ask Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman stands up, like sweet as a button and whatever, and she's an elderly woman. And then she says to Wendy, Wendy, I'm 52 and dating's been difficult for me. So Wendy's like, oh, you know, 52, you know, men are dating down, like it's crazy time. Then she's like, no, because I'm a virgin. And Wendy was like, no, this is out of my pay grade.
Yeah, you can't respond to that. It's like I don't know how to help you. I really don't.
Like, when she dies, it's gonna be like returned unopened, like returned to sender. Like, God will be like, my child. She's the only one of us getting into heaven. Let me just say.
Well, you know, it's kind of guaranteed in a certain other way, but like, that one is for real. That one's the, like, full seal. You've got like, you've got the mansion on the hill when you're in heaven. You're not like the one in like...
You're not getting the gutter property.
No.
You get in like the view.
Dang. But unless... No, you can only qualify for that if it was intentional. If you're like a virgin at 52...
There's no woman that can not... Like, I don't know. I feel like as a woman, like, you just need to like literally walk outside. There are plenty of men. You
just pitch up.
Like, just pitch up. Just show
up. Get naked.
Smell good.
Yeah.
Smell good.
Take a bath.
I mean,
pitch up.
I've never met a man who turns away sex. Like, I've never. The day I meet that man, I will be deeply, firstly offended.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, but I smell so good.
No, but hang on. I've turned it down a couple of times, just generally.
Oh, come on.
No, I have. Like, in my life.
Like, groupie wise.
You know what, ladies? Call in or send us a tweet if I've turned you down. Don't be ashamed. It's okay.
You can be anonymous.
It's not about you. Understand that. And that's what I said to you at the time. It's not about you. It's not because you're unattractive. It's about me. It's because, you know.
That is disgusting.
What I just
said? I feel terrible. No, I feel terrible for those. I've never, like, oh gosh. God, please. I don't pray a lot, but when I do, you know I'm serious.
I don't understand.
And all I'm saying is, please don't ever affect my self-esteem to that point. Because I'll be so sad. Like, friend, I pitched up at his house and he was just like, listen, he sat me down. He was like, girl,
put your clothes on.
You remind me of my Jeep, but I don't want to ride you. I just want you to go home. And like,
you remind me of a girl that I once knew. It's not like,
no, I don't care
on,
who
girl.
I remind you of. Just take it. Like, if I'm giving it to you, take it.
No.
Don't turn me away.
No.
Oh, God.
I'm taking it on my terms.
No.
You can't just come here and tell me when to take it or not take it.
Okay, be honest. Why did you just give me one example of why you turned one down?
Sometimes you got to know that the cost of taking this is too high. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like, because there's a cost.
Okay.
Let's be honest. There's no such thing as a free meal or free sex. That just doesn't happen. Okay? And you've got to, gentlemen, you've got to be clear that if the cost that
it's
you're
higher.
Paying for this is higher than what you're prepared to pay, you got to walk away.
Walk away from the table, baby.
Walk away.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, on a spiritual side.
Whatever,
you know,
nigga.
Yeah.
don't put God
other
in
times
your mess.
I've been in a relationship. You know,
okay, and I was
like, look, I can't take this.
You were being respectful.
I'm being respectful.
Okay,
you
cool.
know, and other times I was just playing like it felt good. Like, I want you to know. Like,
I just want you to
not
know.
Not in your wildest dreams. Put
Could you have all of this?
Yes.
All of this.
It's usually, you know, it works best with exes, I find. Like, you know,
when,
your ex,
they pitch up.
Yeah, yeah. Because sometimes your ex will come through, you know, and be like, you
just
know
to test the waters.
Just to test the waters. That's when you pounce. That's when you strike.
That's
and
when
how you
like,
strike
no.
is no. How about no? How about let's. Let's not, and then say we did.
Wow, you're
or
giving
let's
me
not
like
and then say
you're
we
giving
didn't.
Me like an itch here. Yeah. Like, I'm just getting anxiety just speaking to you. I just can't bear that humiliation. Damn.
Okay.
Like, okay. Let's get into helping.
Let's get into
and
helping people because
helping
people need
me.
Help.
I am a part of the helping community, by the way. I'm an active dater, people. I know. I blogged about Tinder and I said I'm no longer dating because I'm interested in my career. But you know what? If a good man falls in my lap, I am not going to turn it away.
She's basically what she's saying is
I've gone back.
She's a dating athlete. Every weekend.
That sounds like
a
whore.
She's playing a game.
Damn, see? Damn.
No, not like in a whore-ish way. You just
like
to go out and meet people.
What is
no,
that?
No, it's not like that. I think we should take that whole stigma away. And I want to do that for the ladies especially.
Please.
Because it's hard to find a good man. And
it
I really understand that.
Man.
Like, a good man is hard to find.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to do the other one because, you know, I've grown as a person. I'm mature now.
You're better than
Finally.
That. Finally. No.
But it happens.
It happens.
And you got to admit. In fact, it's better to be still looking for something good in your life, the best
exactly.
that you can possibly, than just to settle for some guy.
Right.
Even as your friend, I'd be like, but Candace.
No, okay, can I tell you something?
You're better than that,
because Ryan is like saying, no. and we're about to introduce Ryan right now. But I have to say that, okay, firstly, I'm a woman. I'm fickle. I change my mind all the damn time. So can we just bear that in mind?
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But I do love my career right now, but I mean, I also love the hold of a man. Like, I love holding a man. I love being comforted by a man. Like, you know, I can call my gay men friends and they can't comfort me like that. You know, even if they're holding me, it's just,
you can feel
it's a little softer. It's a little softer than I'm accustomed to, you
hands,
know?
These hands are not,
they're not attracted to you at all.
These hands are not into
they're there
what
to
they're
hold
doing.
You.
Yeah, they're there. There's not even going to be a slight caress, like just
no,
a little.
Yes.
Wow, this slide is the woman's skin that I'm holding. No, that mistake is not. It's not even like being hugged by a girlfriend.
No. Because you know what's funny about like my gay friends, and you know I love you guys so much, is that like I'll go to one of them, right? And I'll be like, you know, oh, my heart broken, whatever. And then they'll just like hold me. And then like while they're holding me, they're like dissing me like subtly. So they'll be like, but friend, why would you go for a man like that? Like, I don't get it. Like, I get your heart broken and shit, but like even when I saw him, friend, he wore Crocs, friend. Friend,
yeah, that was a sign.
But you knew a croc wearing man is not a man for you, girl. No. He was gonna break your heart. Now we're gonna dish you, cause you know what?
Yeah.
All the time it's gonna be like Candace, the one who got broken up. Exactly. And I warned
you that just before I broke up with you, I said, girl, don't wear that dress.
And I was just like, girl, you're showing too much.
You know it doesn't go with those heels.
Right. Yeah. So I love my gay men, but yeah, their touch is not the same. Yeah. It's not the same.
I don't know why I used a girly voice to impersonate a gay man. I'm sorry.
I did not use my girly voice. What?
I just want to say,
I'd never be
like,
so disrespectful.
We know that there are.
No,
fact, I'm not even
let's just go into our guests.
Yes.
Because we have got two epic guests.
We have in the studio with us. How are you doing, Ryan?
Hey, how's it going?
Now, Ryan is the owner. Am I correct? You're the owner of...
Co-owner. Of the Academy... The Attraction Academy.
Co-owner of the Attraction Academy. You're also a musician, though.
Yep.
Okay. And Ryan is here, guys, especially to all the men, okay? Mm-hmm. If you've ever struggled in your life... And, you know, just starting a conversation with a woman, getting a woman's numbers, getting her interested in you, you need to listen to the show because Ryan is going to solve all your problems. If you are at a level where you're at an intermediary level, you can get that number, but you struggle to close.
Oh.
Ryan is here for you.
You should just do a soundbite of that.
Yeah. If you're at the expert level and have closed many times, but you know, you could up your game a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want a better hit rate, as it were. 100 out of 100, or maybe no less than 90%. Ryan is here for you.
Oh, how you damn. Doing?
Well, you've built me up to quite the heights.
You better deliver, man.
You know what? I was just enjoying this little banter going on between both of you guys.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely chemistry in the room
here.
Oh,
no, don't
untapped.
Do that. Oh, yeah. Ryan.
But we'll discuss that after the show.
Oh, don't do
untapped
that.
Untapped is actually the operative word. It's never been tapped.
And I've never pitched up. Just by the way, just so we know,
thank
I've never
God
pitched
I've never
up.
Had to turn you down. I would have known that. You know.
And then on Skype joining us is Shannon from Match VIP.
Hey Shannon, can you hear us?
Oh yes, I've been listening. Curiosity to all this banter. Wonderful.
It's good to have you with us, Shannon. And we're hoping that you're going to help everybody, not just the ladies. It's not like Ryan is helping the guys.
No.
Because you're also going to help the ladies, right? Like how to be pick-upable. At the end of the day, sometimes, you know, it's you. It really is you. It's not the guys who are struggling. It's you. You are unpickupable. That's a word. Put
Shannon,
that in
is
lexicon.
There such a thing as unpickupable?
Yes. I do believe there is.
Damn, Shannon, I thought you were going to be like, no. Men just need to match her up.
No, there's always a button, a maybe. I believe that if people are lovable, and people feel they open to receiving love, they send out a positive vibration that other people feel, and they will approach you.
Yeah.
But the trouble is we live in a very closed world. Our personal sacred space is so important. Our physical security is so important.
Yeah.
It's not like the olden days when everybody knew everybody and
true.
The local priest or minister had everybody in church every Sunday and everybody went to the same tennis club. So you don't know who is out there. That is why we are here as a matchmaking company or agency, because we connect people that are like-minded, which is terribly important.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think that's why I reached out to both of you, because I just thought to myself, firstly, we need a balanced opinion, because I'm completely biased. I just think I'm fabulous. Men out there just don't know how to pick me up. I'm very pick-upable.
Well, you know, the trouble is that men, and I talk to a lot of men. I'd love to speak to Ryan and get his point of view on what the men think to a man. But a lot of men tell me that women are simply not approachable. In the Victorian era, if a woman liked a man, she dropped a hanky. And if the man picked it up and handed it back to her, immediately, game on.
Yeah. Hang on, what if the wrong man, like, picked up the hanky? Like it was his ugly friend, ugly obnoxious friend. He was like, hey, look at this hanky. How you doing? I thought you were going to pick it up. Hey, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
But we don't use hankies anymore.
Thank goodness.
And then unfortunately, younger men especially, without communication skills, they study online what is happening, and they listen to all their friends on Facebook and everywhere else, and they pick up creepy pickup lines.
Tell me. Okay.
That's why,
Ryan,
we got Ryan in the
Ryan
studio.
Ryan wants to step in there. Yeah, Ryan's
Ryan,
got an opinion.
Help us.
Yeah. Go, Ryan.
You see, this is where I hate that word pickup, because pickup leads to cheesy pickup lines.
Oh,
can you give me an example of a cheesy pickup line?
It must have been hard when you fell out of heaven and landed on my car.
I was just going to say the same thing, Ryan.
And I hope you're insured. It's just getting worse.
I'm insured. Fell onto earth.
So cheesy pickup lines are probably the worst thing you can do, or worst thing you can use when approaching women. Now, what I want to reiterate from what Shannon said is that, you know, I think that people underestimate the strength and courage and confidence it takes for a male to walk up to a woman or a random group of women. Mm-hmm. An attempt to strike up a random conversation in the hope of this materializing and progressing somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what? If they go and ask their friends that are just naturals with women, what will they tell them? Bro, just be confident.
Just go.
Now, the thing is that I'm going to elaborate a little bit on the olden days, you know. We're talking hundreds, thousands of years back. When we were all chilling in our caves, all
okay.
right?
Oh, even older than that.
We're talking way back
in the day.
All right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jack met Jill, and they would spend some time together, and maybe days, weeks, to see if they're potentially a compatible match.
Yes.
But in this day and age, things are moving so fast.
Oh,
we have
my
the internet,
gosh.
We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we
the
have technology
devil.
Advancing, we have television, we have we're just so consumed that things are moving so much faster that men and women don't have that much time to give every possible potential match a chance to get to know each
100%.
Other. 100%. So women and men are filtering each other out so quickly that your first impression better be pretty damn solid. Otherwise, you're going to be outcasted.
Yeah.
Wow. And don't... Okay.
Well, I love what Ryan is saying there.
Mm-hmm.
Because of consumerism, we all shoppers.
Mm.
And when looking for a partner, we are shopping and we are comparing. And I have my time cut out on two different levels. Firstly, women are less judgmental than men.
Mm-hmm.
They forgive a couple of extra kilos.
Yes.
They judge emotionally.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, they want to feel safe. They want to feel protected and provided for, even though we have the strong and independent woman syndrome, which is now a thing that is not going to go away.
It's an
men
epidemic.
It's a pandemic.
It's an epidemic, but it's not going to get worse before it gets better. But
Lord,
men
help us all. Okay, listen, Shannon, how is this, how is what Ryan is saying now? I just want to cut in there. You know, with us sort of having a microwave, you know, we need like speed dating. How does that affect what you do,
which is
online dating? I mean, if I'm coming online, I'm not coming to see if this guy has the potential to, you know, keep me in furs and a Porsche. I just want to know, is he good? Well, actually, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that
you're checking everything. Yeah.
But from a female point of view, I want to know, is she hot?
Women use intuition. And accordingly, introverts can attract extroverts. They make very good couples. But I need to go back to what Ryan was saying earlier when a guy approaches a woman with a crowd of her friends. Never, and I'm saying this to women, never hunt in a pack.
Oh, why, Shannon?
Men are absolutely intimidated to approach you. When you go out with your girlfriends, you're all together because you're hoping to meet men. That is the very thing that is frightening men, because they don't want to be laughed at. They walk up to a woman. That is a big thing for men. They don't want to be humiliated. And you might have the courage and walk up and say something to her, and the girls will all giggle nervously, but his radar is not picking up that emotion. He is just seeing, oh God, I made a fool of myself, okay? Mm-hmm. So coming back to what men look for in women is visual attraction.
100%.
And the ladies need to know, they need to look around. Well, first of all, you need to have a game plan. I'm single, I've met everybody, my friends and colleagues and family have introduced me to, I've tried Tinder and online dating where people are basically faceless. You can't even trust photographs. You can't even trust a profile.
Yeah.
You can't trust the person doesn't have nefarious agendas that might be married. I mean, there are sites for
married men.
I'm not going to mention them, but, you know, for married people, swingers.
Married people.
So you don't know, and you're taking one heck of a chance.
That's true.
I always say to people dating online, that's fine. Meet within a week. If anybody plays
100%.
You
off, meet or delete. That's
our rule. Oh, 100%. I agree with both of you. Being an active online dater.
You cannot believe how many people have cyber relationships, are locked into even cyber sext and sexting, not texting, sexting. And they believe they're in a relationship. You know, they've never met the person.
You know what the thing is? You can be so deceived. Mm. You know, with online texting and even voice notes and even calls.
100%.
Because only when you sit down with a person face to face, well, you're really going to get an idea of who they are and whether there's actually any kind of connection or chemistry.
100%.
And a lot of people, and I'm not just saying girls, but, you know, girls are a big part of it, feel a lot more comfortable hiding behind their phones.
Yeah.
And they'd rather live in cyberspace as opposed to face-to-face.
Doesn't it just feel safer, Ryan? I mean,
of course, but then it's just a stroke to the ego away. Rather yeah. than clear intention of actually meeting someone.
Okay.
You see, that's the difference. And a lot of girls, I have to be honest, a lot of people go into these Tinder and dating sites just for a stroke of the ego, just to reiterate how pretty or good looking they are.
Are there places where people can go that have a better, I don't want to call it a strike rate, but let's call a spade a spade, better strike rate in terms of just meeting people and being able to start a conversation and getting to know somebody?
Sure. So look, first of all, with regards to environments, it's such an important factor because you want to look at who are you, all right? And based on who you are, you want to basically go to environments where you may find women that match who you are. So, for example, if you're a creative type person, maybe you want to go to art galleries and wine evenings and, you know, and you might meet your type of woman there. What some of the biggest mistakes guys make is they go to like loud blaring clubs. I understand
really
for the younger market, I completely get it, you know, it's all about the party. But if you want to really meet women, you want to go to more type open space bars where you can actually have a conversation. And I'm going to reiterate what I said earlier, you know, you got to be very specific with how you approach. And of course, your type of opener. You know, we spoke about earlier.
Please,
don't go with
right there. Let's go there.
Please tell us, Ryan.
You know, so look, I mean, I'll tell you some of the main mistakes that guys make when approaching women because it really is those first few milliseconds that count the most.
Yes.
And when a lot of guys approach women, first of all, we advise something called the 3-second rule. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's quite well known across the attraction and dating coach and pickup artistry world.
Yes.
But basically what that is once you see a woman, you got 3 seconds to walk up to her and actually approach her.
Oh, okay? Wow. 3 seconds.
Why? Because otherwise your mind's going to start playing tricks on you. And, you know, your mind's a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to start saying to yourself, you know what? I'll go later. Or, you know, she's probably got a boyfriend.
Yes.
Or let me have a few more drinks. I'll approach her later.
Yes.
So the 3-second rule really helps guys to push through. The other thing is you want to stay away from generic openers.
Okay.
Now, generic openers are openers or conversation starters that everyone uses. Hey, can I buy you a drink? Yeah, because he really gives a fuck how thirsty she is. Do you know what I mean? Or, hey, you look beautiful. Or, hi, I'm Ryan. What's your name? So these are what we call generic openers that do work. Everything works. But the statistical success rate is so low because everyone uses it.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, which I haven't said before, the average hot woman is approached about 80 times in a month.
How is it?
Wow.
I'm not that hot then. Sure.
Yeah, ladies.
Gotta work on that booty, girl.
Sometimes
I got a squat. Much? Yeah.
If it's less than 80, you're not hot.
My ladies would believe that. They're saying to me, where have all the men gone?
They're yes, exactly, Shannon.
I think the thing is, though, sometimes men have not been allowed to be men for so long that even, I mean, sometimes you just got to like blunder along for a while until you get it right, right? But men are so afraid of coming out as creepy. Yes. Men are afraid of being too manly. So they just go, you know what? I'm just here to have a drink and go home. That's like, that's it. You know, hopefully you'll give me a real sign because we're not dropping handkerchiefs anymore. Either you'll come to me and say, tell the barman I want that guy to buy me a drink or something. And then
that's
what's
happening. Oh, damn, hell no. But you know what the problem
guys,
is?
I'd like to actually intervene there.
Yes.
My recommendation to people is go to something, be in natural life. In the supermarket, you spot a lovely lady and you know that it's that stare. You look at somebody and they know you, they're looking at you. Yes. Okay, and they might just feel a little bit creepy. But you can, if you're a guy, you can actually say, you know, I don't know much about this product. Can you help me? Which rice is the best to use and how do you cook it?
Shannon, what you're referring to in our language is what we call a situational opener.
Okay.
Which are very, very powerful openers to use in everyday life in party or bar life as well. Situational opener is one of the strongest type of openers.
Exactly. And the same thing in a music shop, in a bookshop. You're a bookish person. You're going to find a bookish woman in a bookshop and you're going to keep going. But coming back to having a game plan,
yes,
you have to have the right image. Look around you. If you, when a woman wants to join me, mm-hmm. she's 10 kilos overweight,
yes,
and has no outdoor interest. And she says to me, I want somebody with a six pack and
it's not going to work.
Looking. No way. You have to be what you see. It's a mirror reflection.
If you want a 10 out of 10 woman, this is what we say to her guys, you better become a 10 out of 10. And that's not necessarily looks-wise because I stand by this, especially for guys, because we train guys to meet, develop attraction, and build long-lasting relationships with women.
Yes.
So we say to guys that it's not about looks, it's not about money, it's not about your career, it's not about these external factors. This is massive myth that you need to have,
especially for
that you need to have an amazing build, that you have to have a lot of money, that you have to have extremely good-looking. But when you really understand the recipe and the principles behind attraction, you'll realize that those don't come into play
not at all.
I can show you a wealthy, a multi-billionaire chilling in his triple-story mansion, lonely and single. Mm-hmm. I'll also show you a homeless guy in America who picks up a different girl every night and goes home with her.
Okay, I wouldn't say homeless, Ryan.
Hope he takes a shower first.
Okay, because I got
showers in their place.
Damn, Ryan.
True story.
Okay, look, I'm not superficial or materialistic, boo, but ladies, I need you to at least just have a home. That's all. Like, my standards just consist of, like, accommodation.
Your mom is home. Like, it's fine.
Like, have a home. Have a shelter.
Ryan, that comes back to me saying that women evaluate emotionally. It's not about the look.
It's how a man makes you feel, right?
A comparative guide on the 10. If you're a 5, seek a 5. If you're looking for a 10, I'm talking as a matchmaker where I get a laundry list of what I want. This is what I want. Please find me my partner.
Shannon.
And I said, no, I cannot find you a partner. I can introduce you to people that fit into 50 different criteria of your lifestyle.
Okay.
And then you have a potential. And a lot of people, because they come to me as a matchmaker, prefer to be personally introduced.
100%.
So why VIP is totally unique is think of it rather as a chamber of commerce of love. It's where people are being singled out because they can bring something, some value add to each other.
Shannon,
and they like old-fashioned introductions.
Yes. Can I just interject there? And this is for both you and Ryan. Mm. It's very hard for, I know I heard a theory once where they say that men, when they look in the mirror, they evaluate themselves higher than they are in society, and women evaluate themselves lower than they are in the looks ranking, right?
Hallelujah.
So I'm just asking myself, like, how accurate, I mean, if we're saying that a 5 must go for a 5, a 10 must go for a 10, how accurate can you actually assess yourself? Because if you've got low self-esteem, even if you're a 10, won't you be chasing 6s or 5s or 4s?
I I honestly, when we're talking,
this comes back to having a game plan. Yes. You have to know who you are before you can go out and find somebody for you.
Yeah.
And you know, I get a lot of people saying to me, women especially, my friends and family love me. Everybody just adores me the way I am. He must accept me the way I am.
Oh no, that's not me, Shannon.
Ryan, what were you saying just now that seemed like you really wanted to just like let us know?
Well, look, one of the big things I really want to get across today is that, you know, women are sifting out the rubbish.
Yes.
And I know that sounds harsh, and I'm not saying that if you've been sifted out, you are rubbish. But from their point of view, from a woman's point of view, they cannot get to know every single one of those 80 guys in a month. And so the second that they feel or sense that you're trying to hit on them, or you're trying to just get in their pants,
100%.
The brick wall comes up. And you're out.
Yeah.
And that's why we teach guys to approach women, and that's just a minuscule part of what we teach. We teach them to approach them in such a way which doesn't display too much interest.
Yeah.
Okay? A situational opener is just one of many different types of openers which you can use to approach women that doesn't display that you're madly and totally infatuated with her before you even get to know her. Because when women get that 79% or 79 times in a month, all right, this guy's hitting on me. Hi, can I buy you a drink? Well, he just wants to get in my pants.
Yes.
Goodbye. And then when the guy approaches her undercover.
Yes.
Okay.
Like a secret agent.
Like a secret agent with an opener that doesn't display too much interest. Suddenly she's intrigued. And then conversation begins from there. And of course, we teach a whole lot of conversational skills, body language. This doesn't end after the opener.
Yes,
it's just
yes.
the beginning.
It's a continuation.
So you've got to be, the first rule is be insidious.
No, but you know what I want to know? Like, so these men like will come into your space and then they, you know, and you're like, I'm going to give them a chance. Let me be Mother Teresa for a day. And
everybody, you get a shot.
Everybody gets a shot with me.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
That sounds awful.
It's fine, we won't judge you. There's no judgment here.
I didn't say I'm a hoe, people. Yeah, I didn't say I'm a hoe.
I'm at
an opener, right? Yeah. And then you try and like you really get to know these guys. But why do some men think that by selling themselves, they try and sell themselves in like on the first date. They're just like, this is who I am, this is what I have, this is what I... Mm-mm. Why do they do that?
So it's called overcompensating.
Okay.
Some guys, and usually it comes from a lack of self-esteem, believe it or not.
Yeah.
There is a very fine line between true authentic confidence and arrogance. And that's where a lot of guys get it wrong. We call it DHV, demonstrating higher value. And a lot of people get it very, very wrong because instead of communicating who they are through real life stories, what they'll actually do is flash their Porsche keys and pull out their black card from Investec and buy a round of 40 tequilas for the whole
restaurant.
And that is not attractive to women. Arrogance is not attractive. There are other ways, and this one of the things that we teach on our exclusive masterclass is how to demonstrate higher value in a way that doesn't come across arrogance.
Mm. Okay, I want to ask Shannon something right here to do with higher value. You are an online dating service that actually helps people meet each other.
No,
so
I need to correct that.
Okay, please
online
do.
Online dating sites do not have a human being.
Okay.
Intervening or processing the process.
Yeah.
I am a matchmaker.
Okay, you're a matchmaker. Thank you for correcting that because we don't want to get that wrong.
Fashioned singles club.
Okay.
People join me. I've brought the old fashioned belong to an exclusive club.
Okay.
And be introduced to our other friends. So we are introducing friends to friends.
Here's the thing. Here's the question now, Shannon. Shannon.
Date ready.
I hear you. Let me ask you the question. Wait.
Yes. What is the question?
The question is, Shannon, how would you suggest someone, especially a male, should write to you and put stuff on their resume that would help you be able to match them perfectly with the right person for them?
I love
We'll listen
puppy.
On the radio.
No. If men write to me and they tell me that they're genuine, they're a one-woman man, they have worked very hard to be and have what they have, we are not. Although we work with a higher income bracket, not interested in what they own or earn, and they know this, and they just want to be known for being really genuine, sincere. And the one thing I hear with every guy that phones in with to me, all races, all cultures, all ages, please God, tell me you have normal woman on your books.
Okay,
and then I say stupid and I ask, what is normal?
Yes.
Then they tell me, I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm a left brain Mr. Solver.
Okay, no.
I'm a fixer.
Yes. Shannon, how do you sift out the liars? Because, I mean, if I was writing a profile about myself, right, there are a lot of great things I would put there. I would put family referrals. I would, like, put little talking clips about how amazing I am. But, I mean, a lot of these people, if they're single, all of us are single for a reason. I know I'm single for a reason.
What's your reason?
Because I'm crazy.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Just for that, guys, come on. You got to write. You got to, like, date Candace. Like, she's
Who
honest.
Said I'm not dating?
Oh, okay.
Think of it like this, Candace.
Yes.
We are a recruitment agency. We are recruiting people as partners for other people, friends for friends. And I've got a psychology background and many, many years, 13 years dating experience of dating people personally one-on-one.
Oh, I thought you meant, Shannon, I thought you meant you have been dating yourself for that long. I was like, damn, girl, get it.
Oh, yes, but I have.
Yes.
Okay. We come from a recruitment background. We have access to all the avenues that any high recruiter or headhunter would have, and we can spot the liars or the agendas very, very quickly. We simply do not invite those people to join. Yeah. We actually provide a safe, secure environment, and that means that everybody who joins us has been screened. Not invaded. We don't invade their privacy.
Yeah. Okay, Shannon, I'm going to cut you right there. Thank you. I just wanted to ask you a question. People can find you where before we leave?
They can go to my website, MatchVIP, www.matchvip.co.za. All our information is there. All our guarantees are there. Our fees are there.
Thank you very much. Hello?
I get
the Skype line is really bad. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
Yes. Hi. Yeah, so we're going to have to just cut it there because the Skype line is not helping at the moment. But we'll thank you for the information and thank you for helping us with this very important topic on dating.
Yes.
Coming over to you, Ryan. You know, we've heard a lot of things about the old ways of doing things, but there's the new way of doing things, and we're doing it in a new way,
man, that's what I want to get into. Like, I mean, go on, T.
And what I wanted to know is, are you guys, because you know you have very powerful information, how do you know that someone's not going to use this information
for evil?
It's such a great question. And we do. First of all, I'm going to admit that we have very powerful information.
You do.
With regards to meeting and attracting women, we have a 100% success rate.
100%, damn,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Damn.
And the thing is, though, that first of all, there are two answers to this question.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think what people don't realize is that attracting high-quality women is a skill.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's a learnable skill that anyone can learn, regardless of your looks, your height, your money, your body. That doesn't come into play.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if you want to get good at golf, you go to a golf teacher.
Yeah.
If you want to get good at guitar, you go to a guitar teacher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to get good at developing attraction with women. That's what we do at the Attraction Academy.
And is it just for women? Because, like, I mean,
is it just for men? You mean?
Yes. Is it just for men?
So, great question. You know, basically, a lot of what we teach actually applies to women. Probably about 70% of what we teach actually applies to women.
Yeah.
But we're still actually working on a women's masterclass because a lot of the different factors, like conversational skills, body language, creating rapport, finding commonalities, developing attraction, escalating and accepting Kino. There's so many different elements that we do teach. Yeah, that we do teach on the masterclass that do apply to women as well as men. But coming back to your question, which is, how do you know that this is not going to get into the wrong hands?
Mm-hmm. Yes, how do you know?
Evil.
Well, you know, first of all, over the 6 years we've been training, and we've trained thousands of men across the country, mm-hmm. we tend to see a certain type of profile. You know, we've had guys that range. Our main market's about 25 to 35.
Oh, okay.
We've had guys that are 18, and we've had guys that are 65.
18?
Yeah.
Damn.
And we've had guys that are 65.
Too soon.
So we've seen it all. But the type of guys that come on this masterclass are usually guys that have the utmost integrity.
Oh, really?
We've had guys that are divorced, that are looking mm-hmm. to get back into the game. We've had guys that have just never spoken to women. You know, they're 35 and they're still a virgin. We also have guys that are good with women, but they're not seeing enough consistency. Mm. We have guys that are great with women, but they're not getting the kind of quality of women that they want, all-round quality.
Yeah.
So when we teach this information, the first thing we say on our masterclass is we're teaching this with the utmost integrity, and we advise that you use this to benefit your all areas of your life and not to screw women over.
Yeah.
Mm. Because you're right, if this lands in the wrong hands, and we've yet to see it over the 6 years, then yes, it can be used for bad purposes. And I like to compare it to the surgeon's knife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be used for great good. Mm-hmm. And it could be used for great evil.
Ah.
You know, that depends on the person using that.
How much of what you...
Yes.
You go first. Okay, ladies good. First.
Thank you. Finally, he learned some manners. Thanks, Ryan.
Shame. You taught me a lot. You went in all the way back.
Yes. No, but I mean, in this world where Tinder and online dating is so prominent, right? How do you teach men to... Almost, because I feel like when you're on Tinder, it's like it is like ordering a pizza. Like, I mean, you're disqualifying people based on a
initial impression. It doesn't always arrive. That's the problem.
Well, the pizza arrives. It's just not the pizza you ordered. I speak from experience. not Jada, just saying.
Yeah.
Hashtag. So anyway, back to the point. In this day and age where everything is so easily accessible, right? Do you meet men that are just complacent in the dating game because everyone is almost so easily replaceable?
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I can.
Yeah. If she gives me problems, I'm just going to swipe for the next one.
You know, moving into the world of Tinder, you know, we like to keep up to date. We like to keep up to date with what's happening within the dating world globally.
Yes.
And that's actually why we launched our Tinder Mastery audiobook.
Oh, shut up.
I swear.
Damn.
It's on our website, attractionacademy.co.za. Okay. And it's a Tinder Mastery audiobook, which explains to you the statistics of Tinder, mm-hmm. how to construct your profile, the order of your pictures, what pictures. There's so much psychology involved, it's disgusting. And of course, the openness
give us a couple of tips.
People stop.
Okay. All right, I'll give you a couple of tips.
The bio.
So, first of all, my partner's going to kill me for giving away this.
Just a little.
Okay, give me a little taste.
So they can know what to expect when they come to the course.
So the first thing is you want to make sure that your pictures kind of show something about your personality.
Mm, I agree.
Your main profile picture, no sunglasses, no friends, okay? Because I've seen that time and time again.
Where
you wanted to be that hot girl, but it's actually the ugly one on the left. So no friends.
Oh, not ugly, socially challenged. Go
socially,
on.
Physically, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
That's
that pizza that arrived and it wasn't the pizza you ordered. Like, this is not the pizza.
Sure, go on.
Sometimes you can't send it back. So you want to make sure that your profile picture is kind of like a headshot, a mini close-up headshot. Mm-hmm. No sunglasses.
No super filter.
Yeah, no super filter. No selfies.
Oh,
no selfies as your profile picture.
Okay.
Yeah? And you want your other pictures to show things like social value, pre-selection, hobbies, and travel.
Okay.
So you want to communicate a little bit of a story about yourself within your pictures. And then with regards to your openers, your Tinder openers, please don't say, hey, how are you?
Gosh, in heaven, you know how many times
you may
just unmatched.
Put a bullet to your head.
People are going
to
be swiping left on you. Left,
no,
right,
you unmatch. You just unmatch
instantly.
Because it's just
because
ridiculous.
Because hundreds of thousands of guys are starting conversations. Hi, Jessica. How are you? How's your day? Goodbye.
Yeah.
Game over.
Because you already know it's going to be a tedious conversation.
But I want to know, like, your profile, like your personal profile, like your little write-up. Mm. What are the important things?
And please don't, it's like those, there's some that like, okay, I'm clearly a Tinder expert here, but some people just copy and paste the bio, right? Man of the year said by GQ, all these stupid things of like, my mom thinks I'm the best, or I'm a big spoon. Or like, so tell people like how much better their profiles could be.
I'm so glad I never went on some of these things, because that would have been a total waste of my time.
What? You get so mad.
I'm actually upset.
Go on. Sorry, Ryan.
So, look, I mean, there are different ways of constructing a bio. You don't want it to be too long. But make sure you have a bio. Mm-hmm. Especially guys, because girls read that shit.
We do read that shit.
We don't.
Girls
read that shit.
We do.
So it is important to have a bio. And there are two different, like, there are many different angles in constructing a bio. It can be true to who you are, like authentic.
Yes.
It can be very playful. Mm-hmm. And it can be completely and totally ridiculous and humorous.
Okay.
That depends on who you are as a person and what you're looking for.
Mm.
Are you looking to just have fun and go with the flow? Are you looking for a relationship? Mm. So it really does depend on what you're looking for would relate to how you're going to actually write your bio.
Okay, and then we get off. Sorry, T.
Here's the thing that I really want to know, though. Mm. Because, I mean, we're talking about the Attraction Academy and being able to approach women and date.
Yes.
But there's probably a lot of other things that the Attraction Academy can teach you in terms of your self-esteem,
your life
being
skills.
Confident, and life skills that are even as important.
I'm actually kind of kicked myself that I haven't even brought this up, because it is such a fundamental part of our course.
Yeah.
And our course, what we've been discussing so far, is what we call Outer Game. All right, which are these external techniques and principles that anyone can learn, that you can implement straight after the masterclass and start seeing instantaneous results with women. But what we haven't discussed is the other side of the token, which is inner game. And now, inner game is everything that's going on in your mind, right? These are the limiting beliefs that are holding you back from getting the woman you desire. We're talking about your self-confidence, your self-image, your fear of approaching women, your fear of rejection, your limiting belief cycle, and so many other facets that come into play. Because really what we focus on first, before the external techniques, is making sure that we work on your inner game and skyrocket your confidence and self-belief. Because if that's not there, you can learn all the tricks in the book, and you're only going to get so far. You will see results, but you're not going to finish. You're not going to get to that finish line. And that's why the inner game section is so incredibly important. We have a whole lot of different exercises, demonstrations, where we literally remove your fear of rejection, and we literally give you proper tangible tools and practices to be able to build your confidence on a daily basis, together with different meditations and hypnosis. In fact, now that I've just remembered, we've just launched a free Overcoming Approach Anxiety audiobook and hypnosis.
Dude,
free?
You know, listen to you right now.
Completely free.
I'm like, how many people have come through looking for a girl and ended up with a multi-million rand company? Because everything that you're teaching, you can apply to business, you can apply to your personal life.
Right. Yeah,
you can actually, you know, change yourself from the inside. Because that's really what you're doing.
You know, we've had a lot of skeptics over the years, and we embrace those. You know, we love it. It's controversy. It's fantastic. You know, aren't you screwing over girls? This, that.
Yeah, you're teaching them to just supermodels.
Yeah. and it's not that at all. You know, the skills and techniques that we teach really do enhance every area of your life. It helps you in business, to increase your sales, to meet with CEOs, to converse with CEOs, to close deals, to increase your salary. I mean, we have mind-blowing psychological techniques that you can use in all areas of life, including social, to make friends, expand your social circles. Mm. The options are completely and totally endless.
And here's something that's crazy. Because let's say you are married, you can still use the skills that you guys have to keep your marriage
alive, baby.
Alive and romantic and on fire.
We believe that the majority of marriages fail because people don't understand the recipe for attraction.
Oh,
yeah.
And if you can't keep the spark of attraction alight, Well, you can't keep the spark of attraction alight if you don't know what attraction is and how it works. And it's taken us 10 years to figure out what is this recipe for attraction and how we break it down so clearly on the masterclass. Because once you understand that, you know when there is attraction, you know when there is an attraction. You know how to spark and create attraction, you know how to amplify attraction, and you know how to turn it off when you want to put them into the friend zone.
Okay, Candace. Firstly, I want to come to your academy because I feel like
it's
I
a men's
could
only thing.
No, I'll be there.
No, we've had lesbians before. So.
I'm straight.
Oh okay. Well, you'd be the first straight woman.
Ouch. Ouch, Ryan. My heart couldn't take it.
I'm joking. You've been talking about how you've been serial dating.
No. It's perfect. I love lesbians.
Me too.
No, but seriously, I think. So you keep elaborating on what attraction is and isn't, right? Just before we leave the audience, can we just tell them the small things about what attract? Because I mean, we all know when we feel attracted to someone and that chemistry's there.
How do you know but someone's attracted
to you? Yes, because you could be like pow chicka wow wow, and they're like no.
Swipe left. I'm swiping left.
So look, the definition or the principle of attraction comes within our 16-hour masterclass. I'd love to give it to you in one sentence, but it's not that simple.
Okay.
It's not that simple. But once you get it, once you understand it, you got it for life.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that there are ways to identify. This is not to develop or to activate attraction, but there are ways to identify whether women are attracted to you or whether guys are attracted to you.
Okay.
And that's what we call IOIs, indicators of interest. And what these are is like minuscule, small, subconscious signals that a woman gives off that communicates to a guy that she is attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
She's not even aware of giving those off.
Oh, damn.
I'm sure you've heard of the generic one, like, you know, she plays with her hair.
Yeah.
But there's so many. There are hundreds. And we teach like the most important ones on our masterclass. I'll give you a few of them.
Eye contact is
please.
Important.
Eye contact, of course. Field of interest, her body language.
Is she pointing towards you or away from you?
Is she asking you questions about yourself? Is she reciprocating with questions? Does she ask if you're single? Because if she asks if you're single, that's a pretty strong indicator.
I'm doing like this dating thing wrong because I'm just like an interviewer by nature. So no wonder I've got so many guys in the friend zone that didn't know they were there. And I was like, why did you think I liked you though? And
they're
like,
There we go.
To hook you up with a friend, damn it.
Interesting that you mentioned
that. Why would you do that?
One of the things we teach our guys, because a lot of guys get this wrong, is they think that conversation is about interrogation. And so I've seen a time and time again where guys are speaking to women and they're going, so what do you do?
Yes.
Where do you study?
Like it's
do
a
you
CV.
Enjoy it?
It's awful.
When are you finishing? What are you going to do afterwards?
And woman,
you have
a game
plan? Being interrogated. And that's why we teach in the art of conversation. There is a structure and a formula to conversation.
Okay. On that note, I'm going to stop you there because we have run out of time. If you want more, go to the Art of Attraction and learn it for
yourself. Attraction Academy.
The Attraction Academy. What am I saying? Thank you, Candace. Well, Ryan, it was a real pleasure having you with us in studio. I feel like I've learned so much. I will try not to use my new powers for evil, but I can't promise.
And Ryan, say last thing before we go.
Yeah, so look, I mean, guys, I want to learn more. You can visit our site, www.attractionacademy.co.za. And as I mentioned before, we're giving away a free Overcoming Approach Anxiety audiobook and hypnosis. It's on our landing page. You can just put in your email and we'll send that off straight to you. That'll literally enable you to approach any woman without feeling that fear of rejection. Oh. So enjoy.
Ryan, thank you for helping the masses. Thank you for helping men actually know how to hit on a woman.
We love it.
And thank you for letting me know not to ask so many questions. Until next time, guys, we love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Cliffcentral.com.